Hi guys, welcome to 7 Keys to Succeed as a Salesman, key number 5. This is Martial Champagne. See you in a minute. How to be a customer-oriented seller. We already talked about go to your customer, be present, be there, listen to their needs. The third one is be passionate. The fourth one is act as if you are selling to your best friend. The fifth one is come back even if they close the door. It's, you know, I was buying this guy a car and he was showing me the car, and I told you that was the best fit, and I was happy with that. But at the end, I said, okay, you know, maybe it's too fast. I need to see other cars. I need to see other trade than Toyota, you know, because the car that he was selling me was a used car. It was perfect, but I thought it was a little bit too old. I said, it's perfect, but just too old. And there were no other car in this size and this range of price. So I said, okay, I'm going to see maybe Dodge Caravan or something. And he said, okay, Marshall, you know, anytime you come back, I'll be happy to help you. So I went to see the Dodge dealer, you know, and I talked with the salesman. And while I was talking to the salesperson, I received a phone call. That was a Toyota salesperson who called me, and he said, Marshall, obviously I don't have exactly what you want, but if you want to buy a Dodge and you think it will fit better your needs, I can find you a used Dodge. I said, are you serious? And exactly with your range of price, and he told me the range of price and told me the condition and the equipment on the car and it could find. He said, I just have to make two or three phone calls and that's it. I said, boy, you're a Toyota dealer and you want to find me a Dodge? He said, Marshall, you know what? I'm here to help you find and suit your need. And I knew, I'm not dumb. I knew at some point he was going to make his a deal out of it, you know, make his pay out of it. But he was serious and he took time to call me. And I said, okay, that's good. I'm gonna come back to you if I don't find it right here at Dodge. And I really appreciate that it took time. So talking with the dealer, at the end, you know, the deal that he was offering me was not as good as the deal that the Toyota dealer was offering me for a Dodge. Can you believe it? So I went back to the Toyota dealer to deal a Dodge. So I said, okay, I'm coming back. You know, you were talking about the price, about condition, about the mileage. I'm interested. And while talking, you know, at the end, we were talking about another Toyota and maybe a little bit more expensive. And he helped. By talking, I stretched my budget. Boy, you know what? Because he called me back, because he came back, even if I closed the door, he made a sale. You'll see how he did a little bit later. But he made a sale. So my advice for you guys, be passionate, go to your customer, be present, listen to their needs, be friendly, act as if you are selling to your best friend, do the extra mile, you know, get them the best deal that you can. And if they close the door, and they won't close the door because they're not satisfied. If you're passionate and you really try to find them the best deal, if they close the door, it's because it's something else. Like me, I was really satisfied, but the product was, you know, a little bit too old for my needs, a little bit too much mileage, even if it was a Toyota and I really liked it, was a little bit too old. And the guy came back, called me back, and wanted to do the extra mile, wanted to get me the best deal that I could find for a thing that he was not even selling himself. Can you believe that? This is how you should act if you want to be a top seller. do the extra mile, be passionate, and come back. That was my fifth key. So remember, guys, it's simple, it's basic, it's common sense, but it works.